Hello good people, welcome to today's Business Trip Podcast episode Trip With Me. Before that, of course we know that when we travel to a place or country, they have their own culture and habit, and that we have to respect them. In today's episode, I, Firna Melani, would like to give you some tips that we can use when we have a business trip to Vietnam. And without any further ado, let's just get into it. So, in this first tip, the country whose capital city is Hanoi like people who have self-confidence. And why is that? Because Vietnam people consider that it's very important to build a trustworthy relationship. Before we make a business agreement, we should build a conversation that includes non-controversial personal topic, such as friendship, family, and personal preference. So, if, for example, you get an invitation to a business meal, take the opportunity and use it to know each other better. The important thing that you need to remember when building a conversation is don't talk about controversial things such as politics, and don't immediately press for a business deal because usually they don't agree right away during the first meeting. Present a humble impression and give your opposite number of time to think things over. On to the next tip. Do you know that Vietnamese people greet each other by saying xin chào, hello in Vietnam, and shaking hand? Yes, Vietnam people greet people that way. If a lady does not offer her hand for a handshake, a slight bow is all that is needed. Not all Vietnam are proficient in English, so it is sensible to check which language a meeting is to be held in advance, or simply bring the appropriate language speaker with you. Vietnam names are written using the format last name, middle name, first name, but people call themselves by their first name, in contrast to German. And now you know how to greet Vietnamese people. The third tip is, what is it? In Vietnam, like in many other Far Eastern countries, it is important to save face. Do you know what save face is? Save face is doing or saying things or not saying things to avoid them being embraced or otherwise losing social status. It is used to avoid conflict, give respect, and not treat one's opposite number inconsiderately or put them in awkward situation. This can result in business partner avoiding saying no directly, giving direct concrete approval to offers, or even agreeing to proposals that they are later unable to abide by. A more astute approach is to work out the other party's interests and option, and then gradually come to an agreement on the different point in a contract. Don't put yourself in awkward and embarrassing situation, because they will make your coworker consider the business deal. Now, almost the last tip, aka the fourth tip. The fourth tip is something to pay attention to when you get a meal business invitation. When business partner meet for a meal, the oldest or most senior group member sit down first and is followed by everyone else. If a refreshing beverage is served at the start of the meal, it is considered polite to accept it. During the meal, the guest might be offered the best dishes. Here too, it is considered polite to accept them and to praise the culinary skills involved in creating them. In a larger meeting, the individual dishes are divided up and everyone takes a small portion of each one. If you are asked to make a toast, you will be expected to turn to the oldest or most senior person and say a few brief words of thanks to them. When a meeting ends, you should invite your host to join you for another meal and so reciprocate their hospitality. Can't believe we are here on the last tip, which is the important thing, how to behave during the meeting. In Vietnam, hierarchy and age have special significance in professional life, so it is recommended that you greet the oldest people or those who are seniors at the top of the hierarchy first. Like in the VRC, for example, business cards should always be hand over with both hands and examined for a short time as a sign of respect. As a guest, you can present small gifts at the end of a meeting, and if they have a regional touch, all the better. They are a nice gesture but are not a requirement. Both men and women should wear appropriate formal clothing to a business meeting. Depending to the business partner, this clothing can be more or less formal. For example, if you are meeting a young startup, it is recommended that you send an agenda before a meeting so that everyone can prepare themselves for it. In the meeting itself, business partner might react by remaining silent. That usually means they are thinking about what has been said. There is no need to fill the silence with small talk. Well, so I want to add a little more information about Vietnam that we need to know. Vietnam is a relatively safe country for travel. However, business travelers need to be aware of petty and opportunistic theft, particularly in major cities such as Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City. Valuables should be stored in hotel safes, while mobile phones and wallets should be kept out of sight to minimize the risk of pickpocketing, particularly in tourist area. While the police are not always helpful, they will generally treat foreigners with respect. Taxi scams are common, including the use of faulty meters or taking a longer route to a destination. Business travelers should book transport through their hotel or use registered taxis such as Meilin or Vinasun. These taxi companies also have card machine for direct payment. Finally, today's podcast episode is all wrapped up. I hope the little information that I explained before can be helpful to the listeners, and I hope everyone is having a good day. I'm Virna. Thank you for listening.